Hi everyone, 欢迎来到酒馆，在这里遇见更广阔的世界。更迭的是岁月，不变的是初心，归属感才是最好的新年礼物。在这里，酒馆铺子就是你全球甄选好物的搬运工。今日起至2024年1月1日，来微信小程序酒馆铺子，全场好物95折，进店更有惊喜。露露和你一起奔赴下一场美好的开始。Now, on with the show. Hi everyone, and Happy New Year! 一年前的今天，我们在新年特辑里讲到了 New Year Resolution, 新年的决心。In this episode, Lulu's gonna walk you through some very interesting and natural expressions to do with starting and beginning. And we're also going to look at some inspiring quotes about new beginnings. So let's get started!To talk about the word start, it's usually about something new, exciting. For example, start up a new company. Nowadays, you look around, there are so many startups.
初创公司就被叫做 startup.
And in English, when you say start a family, it doesn't mean getting married. It actually means having a child. So for example, a married couple would say, we're planning to start a family.Next year. That means they are ready to have a baby. But apart from these basics, there are many idioms in English with the word start. The first one is a fresh start. To get off to a fresh start. This means everything's new, everything's exciting. For example, you might say, I'm excited to get off to a fresh start with my new job.
新工作全新的开始。
Same can be said about new relationships, new homes, a new stage in your life, or a brand new year. In comparison to a fresh start, we can also have a head start. Getting a head start means to get ahead of schedule or to start before other people.
To have a head start 有抢得先机或者提前做某件事的意思。
For instance,The report isn't due until next Friday, but I'm going to get a head start on it by doing some research over the weekend. The report isn't due until next Friday, but I'm going to get a head start on it by doing some research over the weekend. Although getting a head start is a great attitude, it is a huge challenge for a procrastinator like me.
如果你也和露露一样是个 procrastinator, 拖延症患者。
A head start might be a bit of a challenge to you. In addition to fresh start and head start, you also hear the expression jump start or kick start. Sounds very vibrant, doesn't it? You have jump and kick. Actually, to jump start originally means to jump start a car. That is connecting the car to another car's battery using cables in order to restart it.
其实 jump start 的原意是指一辆汽车上电池没电了，发动不了，就可以用两根电缆线把没有电的电池和另一辆车上的好电池相连，帮助这辆车启动，这个就叫做 jump start.
You might have seen it in TV shows and movies a lot. In day-to-day speech, when you say jump start something or kick start something, it means to put things in motion, especially if they were previously stopped or slow. For example,This seasonal promotion might help jumpstart sales again.
这一季的推广活动应该可以刺激销售额重新增长。
This seasonal promotion might help jumpstart sales again. As for kickstart, an example would be, we need to find ways to kickstart this project.
要想办法启动这个项目。
Actually, I once mentioned in the buzzword segment, there is a website called Kickstarter.Which is a crowdfunding website that helps fund creative projects.
之前我在 Buzzword 里面也提到过，其实有一家很有名的支持创意项目的众筹网站，就叫做 Kickstarter.
So far, we have talked about fresh start, head start, kick start, jump start. And perhaps a more common expression you would hear in day-to-day speech is to start over. If you start over,It means you begin again, usually because the past wasn't so great. You experienced some difficulty,
some challenges, mistakes, or even failures. You might say, she is planning to start over after her divorce and move on with her life.
离婚之后，她计划重新开始自己的人生。
Actually, nowadays, it is getting rather common for people to start over later in their life. And that I find to be really inspirational. So I guess it's never too late to start over, as long as you have enough determination. Sometimes people would also say they want to start over with a clean slate. A clean slate, it's like a blank board. Basically, everything has been erased. Clean slate.
就是白板一块，其实就是清零过去，重新开始。
To start over with a clean slate. Actually, a new year often gives people the opportunity to start over with a clean slate. To forget your regrets and just start anew. Another expression with start is to start from scratch. Starting from scratch means to start from basics, to start from zero.
从零开始。
For instance, someone might start from scratch and become very successful.
白手起家也可以叫做 start from scratch.
Or in more daily scenarios, I might say, I prefer starting my cooking from scratch instead of using packets from the supermarket.
我做菜的时候就喜欢
starting from scratch,
从头开始自己动手，只用最原始的食材。不会去买超市里现成的料包或者半成品。
To me personally, then when I finish the cooking, I feel more a sense of achievement. After all these expressions about starting, let's look at one more expression with the word begin. And this is highly relevant, and this is begin to see daylight. After a lot of challenges, difficulties, a long, dark time, if we start to see the end of it,the hope, we can say we begin to see daylight. I know a lot of us have gone through a very difficult year, mostly due to the pandemic. So now, with the news about the vaccines, we begin to see daylight after a whole year affected by the pandemic.
经历了一年的疫情，关于疫苗的新闻让我们看到了希望的曙光。
With the news about the vaccines, we begin to see daylight.After a whole year affected by the pandemic. So those were some of the expressions that you can readily use when you want to talk about new start, new beginning. If you go online, you can find so many quotes about a fresh start. Here are a few of my favorites that I would like to share with you. The first one is, hit the reset button. Whatever happened yesterday, forget about it. Get a new perspective. Today,is a new day. Fresh start begins now. Hit the reset button.
按下重启键。
Whatever happened yesterday, forget about it. Get a new perspective. Today is a new day. Fresh start begins now. Very simple words, but seems to be fitting for the New Year's Day. Now I know a lot of people, including me, procrastinate. We put off a new start.Very often, our excuse is that we will wait for the conditions to be right.
我相信很多时候包括我自己在内的不少人都会觉得说我们要等到时机成熟然后才能重新开始。
So the second quote says, Do not wait until the conditions are perfect to begin. Beginning makes the conditions perfect. And quote number three, a famous writer, George Eliot,said, it is never too late to be what you might have been. It is never too late to be what you might have been. So essentially, she is saying, don't just stay where you are and regret about all these missed opportunities. Start now. It's never too late. Quote number four is from the very famous Martin Luther King. He said,Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step.
下定决心走出第一步吧。即使你不能完全看清前路,但是走出第一步就是胜利。
Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. And the last one, also one of my favorites, from Albert Einstein. An especially inspiring quote in this day and age, with all the information, opinions, negativity around us. Einstein said, out of clutter, find simplicity. From discord, find harmony. In the middle of difficulty, lies opportunity.
在喧杂中寻找单纯，纷争中觅得和谐，艰难中抓住机遇。
Out of clutter, find simplicity. From discord, find harmony. In the middle of difficulty, lies opportunity. So to wrap up this 2021 New Year special about new beginnings, instead of sharing all of your New Year resolution, what is that one thing that you finally decide to start this year?
在今天的留言区和我们分享你新年决定做的全新尝试吧。相信你也会成为别人的 inspiration.
Happy New Year again to all of you. I'll see you next time.
今天是2021的第一天，很高兴酒馆在新的一年里继续有你的陪伴。迎接新年，酒馆铺子上新了各类新品，为你奉上年货限时特惠。同时我们更准备了超大优惠力度的迎新囤酒活动，喜欢小酌一杯的你绝对不要错过。找到我们的公众号露露的英文小酒馆，在下方菜单点击酒馆铺子，来酒馆和我们一起淘年货吧。